Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been
training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly, to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings.
How do you achieve double time progress? How do you make your dreams come true faster? How do you make your goals happen faster? Because I believe that you can succeed over the long term without compromising your health, without going crazy, without, you know, double time, quadruple work hours stacked on top of you in an already busy life. I believe you can protect your well-being. I believe you can become a person of influence. I believe you can have everything we talk about in high performance, that greater sense of pop and vibrancy in life, greater connection with your loved ones and those that you care about, and the ability to truly make a great difference in this world because you showed up on your A game more often than other people did. And so I welcome you and I congratulate you over and over and over for joining us. I know this is a super exciting time and I want to really focus on this. What I have for you today is 10 strategies that you can use that will really help you achieve more faster. Now, I don't think any of these require you to double your workload or take more time away from your family. Some of it might take a new way of looking at things, though, and a new way to manage your time. My encouragement as I teach you this today is to do a gut check. Are you progressing fast enough in your personal development, your career, financially, emotionally, for your family? You know, I always like to anchor what we're doing is what's important. The reason I care about you progressing faster is because I know you have people you serve. I know you got a family counting on you. I know you got a team who's counting on you. I know, whether you know it or not, there's people in the world awaiting your influence and they need to see it. They need to see you show up as your best. You don't know it, but you're a role model. I just know these things. And if you can just connect with why is it important that you get back on your A game right now? It's important that everybody's on their A game. We have a world in turmoil right now. If we ever needed you, we need you now. If you ever thought about showing up as your best, being a role model, achieving more, building your business, making a difference in the world, get at it right now. If you ever want to be a great parent, your kids need you now. If you ever want to be a great leader, the team's already been looking around the last 6 months. Where are you at? Like, it's a challenge. I get it. It's hard. But we need you now. Number one, I need you to level up your role. I need you to level up your role. Now, what do I mean by this? If you've been training with me for any amount of time, you understand what I talk about in psychology a lot about your identity. And one of the reasons that we don't achieve more in our life is that our identity does not match the mission in which we are charging for. So a lot of people say, oh, Brendan, you know, I wanna be a billionaire, right?
Y'all remember when people used to say, I'd sure like to make a great living, or I'd sure love to be the wealthiest person in town, or I'd sure love to be a millionaire. But now everyone wants to be a billionaire and a trillionaire. Okay, great. Good for you. But what people say, I want to be a billionaire, Brendan. But when they get up and they start getting dressed and they start thinking through the day, and then they get lost in social media, and then they get on their email, that identity is not matching up to the mission required. Let me give you an example. Maybe you're somebody who you own your own business, okay? You own your own business, and you're somebody who goes, okay, I own my own business. I guess I better go to work today, but you know, I love my freedom and everything, and I'm just a creator, and you know, I'm just doing enough to get by. And your identity, your real identity, is somebody who has some freedom, somebody who enjoys their passions, has their business. But the way that you are showing up to work each day is revealing what the role it is you feel like you play. The way that you show up each day is revealing what role it is that you think that you play. Let me give you a very tangible example. I remember when I worked in corporate America, some of you guys know, when I finished college, whatever it is, 20 years ago or whatever, I took a corporate job. And it was a good corporate job. And I worked for a major consulting company called Accenture. And I did leadership development and change management with them. And good job. And though I had a lot of people that I worked with there who would often show up, and you could just kind of, some of them you could tell that they were there to get a paycheck, to punch the clock, to show up. And I'd hear the conversation. Sometimes their conversations almost sounded like this. Well, you know, just trying to survive, just trying to get by. You know, just trying to be a good provider. And their work effort each day would reveal that their role was a role of just a survivor. Just a role of somebody trying to get by. Just a role of somebody who hopes to do good. But that is not sufficient if you decide in your life that you want to double down on your progress. Team HPX, if you want to achieve more, you need to level up that role. You can't go to work and go, I guess I own my business. You know, go boom. No, I am the CEO. Today, I'm a warrior. I'm showing up. I'm battle cry ready today. My role is to be an extraordinary provider for my family, an unbelievable leader for my community. It is my role, my job, my dream. It is my role to lead this industry, lead this business, lead this team. And you anchor in, you touch point in with that role that fires you up. If you want to be a great mom, then don't say, well, gosh, I'm a mom and it's so hard and so exhausting. Yes, it's so hard and so exhausting for everybody. But some say, I'm going to be an exceptional and extraordinary caregiver. I'm going to be an amazing parent. I'm an extraordinary leader. You've got to take your role and stop saying, well, I guess I'll just get by. The number one challenge I see in small business owners all the time is a small business owner who never stepped into the role of CEO. They never said, it's on me, it's on my shoulders, I lead this thing. You are the general of your life. Have you been living that way? You are the dictator. You are the captain. You are the sole provider. You are the masterful creator of this life of yours outside of God. You are in charge. Have you been showing up that way? Have you been showing up as a person who is living the ideals of the role you want to play in life? Like me, I want to be the role model for a lot of people. What does that mean? Well, as a role model, I know my role is to show up enthusiastic, prepared, excellent, ready to serve, caring, thoughtful, giving. Let's go. I would love for you to think about the last 6 months. Have there been any days where you lost some momentum because you got discouraged? You lost some momentum because you thought, I'm not as far as I wanted to be. You lost some momentum because somebody judged you. You lost some momentum because, you know, you saw somebody doing it better than you and you thought, oh my gosh, who am I? I'm stupid. I'm just starting, or, you know, I haven't achieved what I wanted yet. Or have you, you know, you tried to set up that website, it didn't go right, you got discouraged and you disappeared from it for 3 or 4 weeks, and then you came back to start working on the project again, or you had a bad day of writing or contributing or leading, and then you went in the next day and you barely gave anything, you barely showed up. That's a lot of lost days to discouragement. And that's what happens to people. They get discouraged. And once they get discouraged, what do? Well, they're discouraged and they lose an entire day. They're discouraged. They're letting that emotion come in of discouragement. And now the next day, guess what they find themselves doing? They spend twice as long on social media. They spend twice as long browsing. They spend twice as long shopping. They watch 2 seasons of something on Netflix. How many days this year have you lost to discouragement? Too many great people fail to reach their full potential because they got discouraged and they didn't show up the next day. Part of achieving double is decreasing the frequency in which discouragement kills the next day. Part of achieving double, getting double time progress, is realizing how much you lose when you get discouraged. You have to learn to identify the time when you, I feel discouraged. And instead of going to grab food when you feel discouraged, or instead of going to watch social media, instead of doing something like that, no, you're gonna go, okay, I feel discouraged. Let me honor that. I feel discouraged because I really want to achieve, I really want to give, I really want to serve, I really want to be a person of excellence. But you know what? I compared myself. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. In other words, instead of using discouragement as a reason to go, like, not be your best or eat food or browse, analyze a little bit. Go, where's this coming from? Oh, you know, it's coming from a positive intent. Your discouragement is coming from the positive intent that you want to be better and give better and succeed. So then ask, what's the next right action of integrity for me? What's something I could do right now to just move forward a little bit? I think it's really important that you don't lose time to discouragement. What are some of the reasons you've achieved how much you already have? Like, what's some of the things that you do that does keep you on track? What's some of the things that you do that you can celebrate, honor, recognize as a strength, recognize as something that is working for you? Please write it down in your journal, because here's the thing, to achieve double what you're doing, when you can stay more disciplined to what works, obviously that's gonna move the needle. And I think that's incredibly powerful for you, okay? So write down what works for you in your journal already. Why have you progressed as much as you have? What's been working? Like, I'll give you an example for me. What's been working for me? I fill out my high performance planner every single morning. What's working for me is I'm making sure I work out 5 times a week. What works for me is that I deeply desire to contribute, and I remind myself of that every single day, which fires me up, which gets me going. And it's that type of thing that really, like, connects me with the day. What connects me with the day, what helps me go, is I get up every 50 minutes, I stretch, if you guys don't know, then I bounce in place, I take 10 deep breaths, I reactivate myself, I sit myself down, I go, what's most important for the rest of the day? I go at it. What's working for me is I play music in the background when I'm working. What's working for me when I feel distracted, I close all my browsers, I put on my Bose noise-canceling headphones, and I just crank. What's working for me is I say no to things that I know are real distractions and won't move my career forward. What's working for me is that I ask for help and I delegate. What's working for me is I touch base with my wife and I say, this is how this week is going to go. This is where I might struggle or need some help. Where's yours? What do you need to do? I feel like I have a comrade in this journey, a person who supports and cheers me on. So what works for you? Because if you double down on what is working for you, if you double down on what's working for you, the odds are you'll double your progress.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to Brendan.com/monthly. That's Brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure you check it out at Brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.